Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got you. Wow! I feel nice.
What's happening is that MANA, along with a lot of other, you know, organizations in the community, we're all getting overwhelmed by requests.
Mm-hmm.
We, for example, have so far seen an 88% increase in pantry service needs.
Wow!
Yeah.
Just this, and since that's
just been this week.
Wow. This is Meg talking on Pep Talk yesterday with Dee Dee Flauenlacher, the executive director of MANA Food Pantries, and you know, on everyone's mind, I think, right now is what's going to happen to all of the people who are depending upon SNAP benefits come Saturday if they don't pay, right? That's what the government shut down. That's the big looming question right now is what happens if SNAP doesn't pay? And Dee's like, look, we're up, you know, almost double, 88%. We're almost double requests this week alone. And they're seeing the effects of the shutdown and all other things combined. And that's before SNAP benefits come or don't come. That's before that loss is felt.
We actually distributed yesterday about 1,500 pounds of food, which represents 1,400 healthy meals. And what's important to note is that that was through one of our partners. And
mm-hmm.
so they actually ran out of food last week.
Mm-hmm.
And we wanted to step in and help because they do a great job. And so that's an extra 1,500 pounds of food that went out in one day.
Gosh.
That we don't ordinarily have go out.
Right.
So we're really, what we're seeing too is, and for example, so far, well, actually in 2 days' time, there were 73 people who called for help and we could not help them.
So serving 1,400, turning away not quite 173 people, just in a one day's add-on extra. For, you know, and again, this is before the SNAP benefits don't arrive. This is prior to that actually happening for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program.
As humans, we have in our mind, you know, the picture of that person that's getting the food
mm-hmm.
or getting SNAP. And really what we need to understand is that there are a lot of different folks who receive SNAP. There is the, you know, the mother who has a grown child who is disabled and
mm-hmm.
she's taking care. In fact, I talked to somebody yesterday
right.
that, you know, and she's taking care of her daughter, and she's concerned if she's going to get SNAP or not for, you know, her and her child.
Mm-hmm.
You've got families who are working, who are doing the very best they can, who are on SNAP. You have senior citizens
mm-hmm.
that, in fact, we do a program at Westminster Village, which is a low-income retirement center here in Pensacola, and we've got about 110 seniors that we give food to every month, 10
mm-hmm.
days worth of food, 70% of them are on SNAP. So, you know, it's a lot of different folks.
And I know that's sometimes the tendency is to kind of get a picture of who would be the recipient, you know, and, you know, in your mind, you tend to think it's basically somebody's like homeless plus, you know, like barely surviving, living in some shanty, run down, doesn't have a job. I don't know, whatever. Throwing whatever pejoratives or whatever you might have. And Dee Dee's like, you know, it's seniors, it's veterans, it's disabled people, it's kids, you know, adults with disabled kids. I was reading an article about military. There's 1.2 million veterans enrolled in SNAP right now, 1.2 million across the country. It's a massive issue for them, you know, including, you know, parents of kids, you know, single parents of kids, because, you know, in case you didn't realize, military doesn't always pay great. You know, truth be told, especially at the, you know, lower ranks. So, you know, don't get it in your mind that this is, you know, it's fine. It's just the people who won't work that are going to be affected. No, this is, you know, somewhere around 15% of the population, maybe not quite 15%. The number I've heard is about 40 million nationally, 3 million in the state of Florida alone, 750,000 in the state of Alabama. And, you know, Dee Dee says, look, this is on top of the shutdown. Like if you're a federal employee of some kind and you're not getting paid or you're on furlough or whatever, or you're just worried. And then on top of that, you start not getting the $200 a person, 180 or so bucks a person that you get in SNAP on Saturday, I mean, this is really bad for a lot of people.
And what's happening is that, you know, come November 1, folks are, looks like, not going to get their SNAP benefits. You combine that with the fact that the government shutdown has created a crisis for people who are federal employees who haven't been paid.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just imagine if you didn't get your paycheck, what?
I can't imagine. I would be, I mean, I just.
I mean, you know, you depend on, and we have so many families in our community also, you know, who live paycheck to paycheck. They're mm-hmm. doing the best they can. They
right.
are working.
Working. Yeah.
Right. But, you know, they are in a crisis right now.
Yeah. Yeah. These are people for whom, you know, when you get a nail in the tire, that's a catastrophe. You know, because $150 is, you know, life altering. The refrigerator needs a repair. It's life-altering. You know, I mean, you're talking about people who are living on the margin. They're not wasting money. They don't have it to waste. And all of a sudden, you ding their budget by $400, $600, $800 a month. It's massive. It's a big deal. This is a huge pressure point coming on Saturday for the legislators who have so far not been able to figure out how to get past each other's talking points and solve the funding for the federal government. Now, you can absolutely make the argument that we have, this is not something the Fed should be involved in. This is something that private individuals should be involved in. This is all true. Okay, all true. And I agree with you about that. But the solution isn't to take it away 1 month. Right? I mean, that's obscene to say that the solution is we'll just end the program and tough for them. Because you have created, and you can argue that you've cultivated a dependency, but you've also got help that people get that they really depend on. And if that's the situation, then the suffering that's going to cause them and their kids, particularly their kids, we'll get to that in a second. We have to own that consequence. Now, you can work to, you know, privatize, move towards non-governmental solutions. And of course, I'm on board with you about that. I totally agree. But we are where we are. And if this money doesn't go out, it's going to be real pain for a lot of people. We'll come back to this in just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by White Sands Electric, reminding you the fall is the best time to check your breakers or add surge protection. Safety first. WhiteSandsElectric.com. Still rolling accident-free right now, even delay-free. Not seeing anything to slow you down this morning. I-10, I-110 are all flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Back to yesterday, really good interview that Meg did on Pep Talk with Dee Flaunlacker from Mana Food Pantries. And by the way, just so you know where I'm at, like Mana is, there's four or five, six, just depends on the month, organizations that we directly support with our personal money. And, you know, that's kind of what we do with our tithe money is it goes to, because that's what we think the gospel is, you know, help the poor, especially when you're evangelizing in the process. And some do and some don't. But Mana is a great organization. We love them. And, you know, so they are one of the primary beneficiaries of our personal money that we give every month. Like, and we give, I'll just tell you, you know, we give more every month in, you know, charity donations than we have as a food budget. Like, that's because, you know, that's where we are. So we give aggressively. But our giving is not enough. I mean, that's, you know, there's billions and billions of dollars that people depend on because there's a lot of suffering in the world.
Just finished up our year at the end of September, and we helped 71,005 people.
Wow. Good for you.
And by the way, that's out of 500,000 people that live in the area. So about 15%, 71,000 out of about 500,000 people that live in Escambia and Santa Rosa County. That's a huge number when you think about it.
Well, good for this community. But mm-hmm. here's what is heartbreaking is that 61% of them were children. So, Meg, we're talking about 43,622 people that were children that Mana helped last year.
Who needed food.
It's mind-boggling how many people we're talking about. And again, that's who Mana helped, and there are more than just Mana doing this work. But that's an enormous number. And finally, you know, the question is, well, can Mana just do it alone? And no, they can't. And you know, Dee Dee certainly recognizes that, and there are a range of other entities that are helping, and private individuals are helping. But government has become a really essential component in alleviating hunger in the country. And so for it to not operate all of a sudden on a Saturday is extremely bad.
Here's the thing that's important to know. This crisis is so big that MANA can't fill the void. MANA and 25 other feeding organizations can't fill the void. MANA and 50 more feeding organizations cannot fill this void.
Mm-hmm.
So what we can do, though, is the very best we can work with our partners to increase the amount of food we're giving out, really be strategic about, you know, how we're giving out the food,
mm-hmm.
and give out not ramen noodles,
right?
But give out healthy food to people. Try to, you know, keep that in mind. And understand that these are unusual times. You know,
yes.
I will tell you that in the 14 years that I've been at MANA, that 71,005 people, that's the highest number I've seen in 14
and that
years.
That was just last year.
So you might ask the question, somebody did ask on text, you know, what can we do? Well, okay, you can donate food. And I'll tell you, peanut butter is always welcome. It is the universal outstanding food item. They actually say they don't need bread right now. They're good on bread. But basically, it's non-perishable and healthy things. You know, canned vegetables is a real common, very good one. But, you know, and packets of oatmeal is another good one. So you can definitely donate food. And even if it's canned goods, you know, even if it's expired, they can usually work with that. It's just that perishable goods, they can't, you know, expire. That actually makes it go bad. But money, of course, you know, they can work with money. And you might think, you know, $5 or $10 is not a lot. And it's not, maybe. But, you know, $5 or $10 here, $5 or $10 there, that buys a few meals, buys a day's worth of food. I mean, there's a MANA is fantastic. And there are other organizations that are great at this, too. You know, we support Waterfront Rescue Mission, for example, as well, and other organizations. So it's not just MANA. It's just that she happened to be the one talking to Meg. But, yeah, you can give, you can volunteer, or you can donate food. Those are all important things to do, especially right now. So 621 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
The History of the Blues is presented by Dale's Marine Construction.
1958 saw the Blue Angels training in their new F-11As in the skies over Pensacola. The supersonic afterburner-equipped F-11A was ideal for precision aerobatic flight, and the Blue Angels took advantage of the plane's outstanding flight characteristics with an even more impressive airshow routine. In addition to expanded vertical maneuvers, the Blue Angels introduced the back-to-back formation and the first six-plane delta maneuvers during the 1958 season. By 1959, many countries had their own flight exhibition teams, and it was in April of that year, during the first World Congress of Flight in Las Vegas, Nevada, that several of these other teams got to fly with the Blue Angels, at the same air show anyway. The other teams were the U.S. Air Force Thunderbirds, the Chinese Nationalists' Thunder Tigers, Holland's Dutch Four, and Italy's Red Devils. In 1961, the Blue Angels spent close to 300 days on the road doing 75 flight demonstrations as part of the Navy's year-long celebration of the 50th anniversary of naval aviation. A June 10th performance at NAS Pensacola drew more than 75,000 spectators. That air show also included exhibitions by the U.S. Air Force Thunderbirds and the Royal Canadian Air Force Golden Hawks. Grumman, which had manufactured every plane flown by the Blue Angels, sponsored a Blue Angel reunion, which was well attended by former Blues pilots. During this special anniversary year, which was also the 15th anniversary of the Blue Angels, the demonstration team performed before a record 5 million people nationwide. In what would eventually become a tradition, the season concluded with a welcome home show over their home base at NAS Pensacola. 71 shows were flown in 1962, including one attended by President John F. Kennedy at Brunswick, Maine. Following the air show, the team was able to meet the president and presented him with a scale model of the F-11A Tiger painted with Blue Angel markings. The next year, the Blue Angels reached a special milestone when they flew their 1,000th flight demonstration on July 4, 1963 at NAS Lemoore, California. The following year, the Blue Angels flew before a crowd of 1.5 million people at the Aeronaves de Mexico Anniversary Air Show in Mexico City. This one-day attendance record of 1.5 million would stand for 22 years. I'll be back with more after this.
Dale's Marine Construction has been building high-quality waterfront structures in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties for 35 years, making Dale's Marine the leading marine contractor for seawall projects, riprap, docks, boathouses, and boatlifts. From planning and permitting through construction, the experienced foremen at Dale's Marine Construction are true craftsmen who do the job right. Get your dream waterfront installation started today and live the dock life with Dale's Marine Construction, proud sponsor of the Blue Angels.
The Blue Angels tour Europe and get the only standing ovation at the Paris Air Show. in the next chapter of News Radio's History of the Blue Angels.
Thinking of refreshing your home for the holidays? Good news! Jonathan's Flooring can help. Now through the end of November, Jonathan's is offering a special deal. They'll paint any interior room, walls, and trim up to 12 by 12 feet for only $299, including paint. Select from a large variety of colors, and rest assured, Jonathan's delivers first-class workmanship. To set your home's refresh appointment, stop by Jonathan's Flooring on North Palafox, just south of 9 Mile Road, or online at jonathansflooring.com.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us tomorrow at 9:30 for the Pensacola Expert Panel with me, Eldon Scott, your host, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing barbecue prizes, and hear how Sunny's Barbecue is helping to build a strong Pensacola. We're spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Make sure to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Ah, my little darling, it is love at first sight, is it not? No?
Yeah, Spider-Man and Freeze in full effect.
Yeah.
You ready, Ron? I'm ready. You ready, Dave?
I'm ready, Slick. Are you?
Oh, yeah. Take it down. Girl, I must warn
you. All right. Be honest. Did you throw your hands up?
I did in here.
I know you did, and I know everybody driving did. Good. That's good. 626 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. John Pickens has got traffic for us. John?
Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. They have joined Russell Landscape Group, combining trusted local service with regional strength to deliver exceptional landscape construction and maintenance across the Gulf Coast. Call 770-446-3552. Let's see here. Just one accident on the books right now at Massachusetts Avenue and North W Street. I'm not seeing any delays associated with this, but I wanted you to be aware of it. Other than that, I-10, I-110, everything else is flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
I should have said, did everybody throw their hands up? And I think the answer is, did everybody over 35 or 40?
Right.
How old?
Because you knew.
What song? What year did that song come out?
92, 90.
Yeah.
See, that was close.
Song is 35 years old. Did you see, David, I should get David in on this. David, okay. Hey, you there, buddy?
Yeah.
Did you see that there's a push on now to add 3 states to the union to make it 53 states?
I did not see.
Well, the idea is that then it would be a prime number, which means we'd finally be one nation, indivisible.
Oh no. Oh no. Okay, well, that's Andrew's
it's
wisdom.
Just
for the
one
morning.
More service I offer.
Boo.
Sometimes you wake up in the morning and just wonder, how did we get here?
that's right.
And you want a Marconi.
All right, David, go ahead, sir.
Well, President Trump has wrapped up his nearly week-long Asia trip by announcing that he's reached a 1-year deal with China on critical rare earth minerals and tariffs. He broke the news after his meeting with Xi Jinping yesterday in South Korea. He also announced that China will be buying American soybeans again, and he's planning a visit there next year.
What do you think his pronouns are? The president of China.
Well, that's a good question.
She. Come on now.
Oh, boy.
I must not have gotten enough sleep last night.
I was trying not to feed the beast here.
Something happened.
Boo.
Go on, David.
Button's getting a workout today.
I know, right?
The Department of War has been ordered to resume testing of nuclear weapons. The last time the U.S. tested a nuclear weapon was 1992. In a Truth Social post, President Trump said, due to the testing programs of other nations, he's now instructed the Department of War to start testing U.S. nuclear weapons on an equal basis. And
you're worried I've got another one, aren't you? A little bit.
Do you?
No.
Okay. Eli Lilly and Walmart are working together to increase access to weight loss drug Zepbound. Their partnership was announced Wednesday. They say it'll let customers buy the drug directly at retail locations for the first time. at the low cost of only $350 a month.
Wow. All right.
Thanks. Losing weight is not cheap.
Well, you know, but it's better than being over, you know.
That's true.
So, hey, did you, by the way, this is not a joke. This is for real. This is actual hard news. Did you hear what dictionary.com made its word of the year yesterday?
No.
No joke at all. Not even exaggerating.
Mr. Chairman, you can see the next item on your screen. It's 6-7.
6-7 is the word of the year. Six seven is the word of the year.
That's two words.
It's not. Yeah. It's a phrase. And is I imagine one person would be like, I'm gonna try this out on my kid. Hey, buddy, 67. Nope, you did it wrong.
Fox News, I'm Gianna Gelosi.
I thought it was an amazing meeting.
President Trump on his way back to Washington after meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping.
President Trump says China's agreed to immediately purchase large quantities of soybeans, which is welcome news for American farmers at harvest time. Trump also said Xi is willing to curb the export of those harmful chemicals used to make fentanyl. As a result, American tariffs on China will be lowered.
That's Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. The shortage of air traffic controllers worsening as the government shutdown extends to a 30th day.
The National Air Traffic Controllers Association saying controllers who are essential workers have mandatory overtime 6 days a week and 10-hour workdays, even when they're not getting paid. The association stressing that as a result, most controllers...
That's Fox's Chanley Painter at LaGuardia Airport in New York. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. We've got 55 degrees, cloudy skies right now in Pensacola. Well, property owners along South Palafox Street expressing some support for the reimagined Palafox project during a meeting yesterday with Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves. Now, that $10.3 million project aims to enhance Palafox with brick pavers, wider sidewalks, improved drainage, better crosswalks. The final decision on that project, though, does rest with the Pensacola City Council. Most attendees at the meeting yesterday did back the initiative, but a few voiced some concerns about the impact of potential impact of street closures. Reimagine Palafox is funded partly by a $3 million payment from Florida Power and Light, the rest of the money coming from funds designated for street and downtown projects. If approved, it would begin in January with plans for a five-block road closure. Mayor Reeves assured property owners that he would advocate for rent relief for affected businesses during construction, and also he proposed free parking in surrounding areas. Well, if you've seen beef prices rising, you're not alone. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says the nation's cattle inventory is at the lowest level it's been since 1951. Since COVID, prices for beef and other meats have been steadily climbing.
You know, once COVID hit, all of the sides of the production, protein production, started playing games. And they were, cutting production. They were cutting the hours that they were producing. And then the farmers started holding the cattle back. And as a result, there's droughts. And there's all these factors. End of the day, we just don't have enough cattle for the demand that we have.
And that is local butcher Kevin Green from the butcher shop in Pensacola. He says hamburger prices have doubled and in some cases tripled, making American beef now almost as costly and sometimes more costly than imported beef options. Now, Tacos Mexicanos on North 12th Avenue in East Hill is planning to close its doors at the end of November. The owner of that business announcing their decision in a post on Facebook this week. They thank their loyal customers for support over the years. The owner says that he's moved his family back to Mexico due to his wife's immigration status. And after coming back to Pensacola to assess the situation, he decided continuing operations here would just not be fair to his customers. The restaurant's been a part of Northwest Florida since 2015. Again, it closes its doors on November 30th. Well, local anglers have some new winter hours to think about if they're going to be out fishing.
Important news to share with anglers today. Beginning Sunday, the Navarre Beach Pier is going to implement winter hours operating from 5 a.m. to 8 p.m. These hours are intended to accommodate those who wish to fish or walk at sunrise. Now on Thanksgiving and Christmas Day, the pier will follow holiday hours of 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Chris Bryan, News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much for that update, Chris. It is 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has a look at our traffic on the fives.
That's right. Just one accident on the books right now at Massachusetts Avenue and North W Street. No delays associated with this. It's all to the side of the road, but I just wanted you to be aware. I-10, I-110 are all looking good. Highway 29, 98, not seeing any delays there. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to be starting off with chilly temperatures in the 50s, getting into the mid-60s for your highs. Nice and sunny skies for your afternoon, with partly cloudy skies through the first part of your afternoon. Heading into the evening, temperatures dropping into the 50s and then 40s overnight. For your Friday, your Halloween forecast starting off chilly in the 40s, temperatures warming near 68 degrees for your afternoon. By Friday, your Halloween evening, temperatures will be dropping into the 50s and then the 40s overnight. This is Brooke Richardson from the First 40 Weather Center.
53 degrees right now. We've got partly cloudy skies. Your next news in 30 minutes.
breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go, and that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
Daniel will not stop crying. I changed him, fed him, walked him around, and he's still crying. Now I'm panicking. What should I do?
It's okay. We're glad you called. We learned during the period of Purple Crying program that babies tend to cry a lot in the first few months of life.
If nothing's working and you need a break, put the baby in a safe place and take a few minutes to walk away and calm down.
During the period of Purple Crying, it is crucial to stay calm and never shake a baby. To learn more, visit PreventChildAbuseFL.org.
This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the State of Florida, Department of Health, and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
Pensacola knows the Blue Angels. We feel the thunder. We look to the sky. But the stories behind the blue and gold, those are just as breathtaking. Were they ever known as the Blue Lancers? Did air show lore really include dogfights with Japanese Zeros? And what happened the day Fat Albert became a hero over open water? Join us for the History of the Blue Angels, a special series that climbs through the myths, the milestones, and the moments that made America's Flight Demonstration Squadron a legend. Weekdays at 6:15 a.m. and 4:15 p.m. Now through November 14th. Presented by our partners at Dale's Marine Construction, your shoreline solution company, and Lambert's Moving Systems, moving the Gulf Coast forward for over 100 years. It's the History of the Blue Angels every weekday morning at 6:15 and afternoons at 4:15, right here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Want to score tickets to see Florida State take on the Wake Forest Demon Deacons Saturday in Tallahassee? Tap the News Radio app.
Tap the app.
Download our News Radio Pensacola app, and Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Tap the app.
Tap the app
for your chance to win.
Each day you win, it brings you one step closer to being in the stands.
The winner will be announced live at 5:15 p.m. on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Download, then tap that app.
Tap that app.
The News Radio Pensacola app, and get ready for game day with News Radio 92.3.
Good morning, 6:39 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News, and I have a subject that came across my desk yesterday. It's a news story from yesterday that I'm not entirely sure where I stand on it. And you know, I don't often come to you with that position. A lot of times, I come to you with a you know, here's my idea, here's what I think about it. You know, what do you think about it? But this is one where I'm really on the fence, and it comes from China, honestly, and that scares me. But here's the deal: China has now instituted a rule for influencers that if you comment about significant subjects like medicine or law, you have to have not only certification, but a university degree in the field. Or you can face a fine, and the platform can face a fine if it allows you to comment on significant subjects without having some kind of a degree. Finance, health, medicine, law, or education. If you're going to talk about what they call serious topics, okay, you have to provide to the platform proof of relevant professional credentialing, or you're not allowed to comment on these things. Again, in China, this month, October 2025, the Cyberspace Administration of China rolled out new regulatory rules that are a pretty significant shift in how influencers are or are not allowed to publish content. Now, what's the reason? Well, obviously, cut down on misinformation. Because the idea is that, you know, how many times have you seen some influencer, and maybe it's more for you than it's for me, I don't really follow any influencers, I follow news sites, you know, that's my personal friends and family, but some influencer comes to you, use this miracle hair cream, it'll make all of your follicles come alive, you know, and then you try it and all you get is like a rash, because, you know, there's some idiot on TikTok and that's their biggest, you know, their main qualification is being pretty or stupid or captivating or good at manipulating videos or, you know, whatever, the various reasons that people have followers, or they pay for a bunch of followers, that happens too. But, you know, they don't really, they're not somebody you should listen to. You should not care what they think. But they come to you with some piece of advice and then you follow. Of course, they're getting paid by the companies, right? There's, you know, a lot of money involved in funding these influencers. And so that's how it works in the end. And China's like, enough, not anymore. We got people giving people bad legal advice. They're not even lawyers. You know, we got people giving people bad health advice. They're not even doctors or dietitians or anything. They're just people. So the upside is it would seem to significantly cut down on misinformation.
in professional fields, in fields where there's some relevant criteria, qualification, certification, education, right? You know, where you don't want just anybody dispensing the information. I know that the first response that most people would have to this in this country is, have you not read the Constitution? Okay, but hear me out. Can I sell legal or financial or medical advice to people in office in America without a certification or a degree? Or usually have to have both, right? Can I just open up and shop, you know, Andrew McKay philosopher? I got a degree in poli-sci philosophy and a master's degree in philosophy. Can I open up a shop and sell legal consulting services? I can't, right? I can't sell health advice. I can't engage in psychiatry. There's a lot of things I cannot do as commerce. Now, I can tell you what my legal opinion is, and you should say, well, you know, what's your qualifications? And I'd say, well, I'm a philosopher and a talk show host, and I slept in a Motel 6 last night. You know, I got this, you know, or whatever, you know. But, you know, as long as I'm not selling it, there's more latitude. Do you think I should take this particular drug that my doctor's recommending or use this cancer treatment? Well, you know, I can give you my advice. Can't sell it to you, right? So the question is whether an influencer who makes a living off of selling advice or perspective, if you want to think of it that way, should be allowed to dispense opinions about that and make money off of it when it's not in a like a clinical setting, but it is still, you know, financial advice, buy this, sell that, right? I mean, how many times have you heard somebody, even on the radio, or even sometimes I'll say, you know, I'm like, hey, just understand, I'm not giving you advice on what to do financially because I don't want to be guilty of giving financial advice on the radio. It's not allowed, right? So there's another side to this. And can we all agree that the internet is a giant cesspool of misinformation and lies and falsehoods and danger? Yeah, I know, I know. It's hard to imagine how if you give every single person everywhere, you know, access to their own TV station and newspaper and radio station and there's no accountability for it whatsoever and they can just go, here you go, that maybe that would cause problems. It's kind of wild, but sure enough. So what do you think, 437-1620? There's a lot of downside too, as you might suspect, but I was trying to give you just, you know, take the idea seriously for a second and then tell me what you think. Would you, you know, because nobody knows whether this is going to become a pattern that other countries follow, most notably the United States. Could we even under the First Amendment? Well, again, you know, at this conversation, right? John Pickens has got traffic on the files. John?
That's right. One accident on the big board right now. I-10 westbound at mile marker number 22. We're seeing no delays in that area, but I wanted you to be aware of that as you get off Avalon and trying to get on I-10 westbound. Let's see here. Highway 29 is looking good. Highway 90, 98. They are all flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. So the question today, actually come back to that in just a second. If you're needing to get that next vehicle, Frontier Motors has got a great selection of good quality used cars. You know, A vehicles is really what they specialize in. I mean, like, you know, A, B, C, D, F kind of vehicles. It's A's, okay? It's only cars that you can count on, only cars that are going to be warranted to 10 years or 100,000 miles. That's included in every car they sell. Usually going to be cars that you're the second owner and it's got 10 or 30,000 miles on it, 1 or 3 years young. You know, that kind of range is really their sweet spot. And also, if you need to sell a car, because since they are selling about half their inventory, 300 cars or so, they sell about half every month, 150. So they got to buy about 150 cars every month, and that means that they're looking to buy them from you. If you've got one that you're trying to sell or wanting to sell or just wondering, take it on by, find out what they'll pay for it. You know, you'll be surprised. Hey, I mean, maybe it's too low, you don't want to sell to them, I don't know, you know, go find out. It takes 15 minutes. Or maybe it's perfect and you're like, yeah, or maybe it's sort of close but not quite and you want to consignment sell it because you think they can get more. They'll do that for you, no problem. It just might take a little bit longer. There's no fee for that. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the big buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. And so back to this question of China instituting this rule that influencers on certain subjects where expertise, certification, and education are heavily involved, you know, medicine and law and finance, for example, you're no longer allowed to comment on these things unless you have education and certifications. And I'll tell you, you know, there's a part of me that's very fond of this idea. There's another part of me that's like, well, okay, you have problems, for instance. Just because somebody has education and certification, it does not mean that everybody gives the same perspective. You know, you can have a lot of disagreement within that community. Okay, true, but it will tend to cut down on the cranks and nuts and the idiots. At least theoretically, it should. Sometimes a problem, and we saw this during COVID, but we see this all the time. Institutional knowledge that perpetuates itself through education and certification is usually hostile to dramatic innovation, paradigm shift type challenges. And because of that, you want to be able to protect or make space for paradigm shift type challenges. You want to protect the outsider with the divergent view, because even though sometimes they're a crank and crazy, sometimes they're onto something that the institutional knowledge holders don't want or aren't capable of seeing. I mean, science and medicine and, you know, major fields are literally defined by massive revolutions from outsiders who didn't see it the way the insiders and the common representatives of the institutional knowledge, you know, how they saw it. And so you want to protect that. And if you do too much discouraging of diversity and outsiders, then you never get innovation, you never get change. That's the problem. Sheer diversity of viewpoint is going to suffer because not only will, you know, you have fewer sources, maybe that's a good thing, but also because the people inside are going to feel chilled in what they should say because they'd be worried about, you know, sort of getting toward the edge of the field or what's accepted within the field and having their certification revoked or something like that. You know, so there's kind of a chilling effect of doing it this way. I don't know. I mean, I find it an interesting proposal. And like a lot of things, what I ask myself is, okay, compared with what we have right now, if we decided to do something like this, and I don't know exactly how it'd be structured, you know, if you're making money off of blank type advice, then you have to have some relevant education and or certification in order to talk about that. Something about that seems to me very reasonable. And would it be better than now people just saying whatever and doing, and I mean, it is truly the wild, wild west on TikTok. And it is all the dumbest possible people getting the most followers and getting people to follow the worst possible advice. And that seems dangerous to me. And it's not just TikTok, but that's sort of the easiest target. 437-1620, 437-1620. Somebody says, Andrew worked for Lucy on Peanuts. Not having a degree and making money. Somebody else says, I would tell you there were 75% that are on TikTok that show these posts about do this and you'll have this or promote stuff that just isn't true. Should be banned from TikTok. They say things that are not correct and push people to do some really stupid stuff. John says, downside, people like Charlie Kirk who have a high school degree but are self-educated, have no platform. Yeah, I don't want it for everybody across the platform. I just want it for things like the Chinese law where it's specific to these kinds of topics, you know, giving people advice about law, medicine, money, health, you know, like not generally. Of course, once you introduce it for some, there's always the risk that it expands to others. And certainly you look at China, and China is no model of intellectual freedom. And the worry, of course, is once you get the state involved in something like this, you know, the state's power is going to grow and the ability of private people to exercise their free expression is going to be limited. China's internet control is horrifying. But there's a part of me. It's like, I don't know, is this so bad? This one thing. Again, since we already do regulate the fact that you cannot prohibit the fact that you cannot engage in selling for money advice of certain kinds, even in this country, without professional certification, much of which requires certain educational degrees. It seems more like that to me than it seems like telling people they can't give their opinion. So that's kind of, I guess, where I come down on it. So I'm open to the idea. What about people who aren't influencers but give medical advice on social media? Have you ever read any of the posts and comments on Facebook related to these things? Yeah, I mean, you know, I understand. This country has gone through indoctrination for years, limiting online speech to only the educated is dangerous. I agree. I'm sympathetic to that. Yes, it's only for folks who are, it's from anybody who is talking about it in China. I would be more interested in the making money off of it concept, you know, and that would be, but, you know, how do you verify that? Challenge, a little bit of challenge. 652 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Hey, can you blow up some balloons for Jack's party?
I can't. I'm so congested.
You need Sinex Severe from Vicks.
Sinex Severe nasal spray.
Yeah, just Sinex. Breathe.
Sinex Severe instantly relieves nasal congestion and works 6 times faster than nasal decongestant tablets. The 12 hours of relief allow you to get back to the moments that matter without congestion.
Daddy, we need more balloons.
On it. Try Sinex Severe from Vicks. Just Sinex. Breathe. Use as directed.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The 3rd annual Fall Worship Festival returns to downtown Pensacola Saturday at Museum Park Plaza. Everyone is invited to enjoy the music, food, fellowship, and fun. Get more at experienceworship.org. St. Anthony of Padua Fall Festival is Sunday from 11 to 3. Check out St. Anthony Church on Facebook for more. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WER-TV, News Radio Team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
John, you know the history of the NBC chimes?
No, I don't.
You know that it's, those chimes are the notes of N, B, and C.
Okay, there's not an N. I mean,
somebody with no musical knowledge at all is like, oh, how about that?
But there's not an N note.
Technically, it's an N sharp. It's not an N.
There is no N note.
Come
on, man.
John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. Oh, my music teachers, they're going to kill me.
Yeah, they are just...
Andrew.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so we had a wreck at Avalon and the westbound ramp to I-10. Well, that vehicle took out the red light controller. Red lights are not working at that intersection. Again, that's Avalon Boulevard as you try to get on the westbound to I-10, so be aware of that. Other than that, no other accidents to report to you. I-10, I-110, they are all flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
So, some music super nerd is like, well, obviously it can't be that because NBC would go, you know, down, up, up, and this goes down, up, down, obviously.
And it's not sharp. Come on, Andrew.
At best, that's an N flat. David, I don't know. Sometimes I just can't justify or explain the fact that I get paid to do this. So anyway,
we know.
Hey, if you need a new roof, or, you know, I know a lot of times you're not sure, right? You want to, you know, get input and maybe you think you can get by with a repair, or, you know, it's been, say, 15 years and you're kind of like, eh, insurance, and, you know, things are going to start to happen, or you need to sell a house. You know, we had neighbors that sold their house, and the first thing they had to do was they had to replace the roof to sell the house, right? That's where we're at right now with Age of Roof. Well, Quality Roofing Solutions, they can take care of you for this. Brian Moore started this company here in Pensacola in 2006, 19 years ago. After Sally, they kind of adapted their operation. They've done 10,000 roofs, so they know. They adapted their operations after Sally because they wanted to have enough stuff in stock, basically, that they could service people in the immediate aftermath, and so they have a warehouse here. Supplies are in the house. They actually have vans running around like a distribution network between the warehouse, like on the road, so they can respond to job site needs quickly, which saves money, which is more efficient, so you don't have to pay as much. And they, you know, scan in, scan out on barcodes every single product, that they, you know, every single part that's used, so very good record keeping on what the actual cost of your roof is. Photos before, during, and after, they keep those online so they're available for you if something happens. I mean, just kind of all the things that you could imagine doing right for a roofing company, they do. And look, about 10% of their jobs are repairs, and so if it's a repair is good enough, they'll do that. But sometimes it makes more sense to replace the whole thing, especially since you get a lifetime warranty. That's unusual in the industry. I mean, very unusual. They just started doing that within the last few months. But also because the cost will go up and up and up, and you can save money on insurance. Anyway, long story made very long. QualityRoofingSolutions.com, rated at 4.9 on Google, or 777-0961. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning. President Trump is ordering the Pentagon to immediately resume nuclear weapons testing. NBC's Tracy Williams reports that the president made that announcement on Truth Social just before his meeting with Xi Jinping. And
later explaining it wasn't Xi that prompted the announcement.
The meeting
had to do with others.
On Truth Social, the president posted, "The United States has more nuclear weapons than any other country," and went on to express concerns that Russia and China will catch up with the U.S. in 5 years.
And the last time the U.S. tested nuclear weapons was 1992. The U.S. military has carried out another strike on a suspected drug boat. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth said Wednesday's operation destroyed a narco-trafficking vessel linked to a terrorist group. 4 people were killed. A federal judge is ordering Greenpeace to pay $345 million in damages over protests against the Dakota Access Pipeline. That ruling cuts the original jury award in half after Energy Transfer accused the group of damaging its reputation from demonstrations nearly a decade ago.
Thanks so much, David. I appreciate that. Somebody texted in, and I think I had known this but had forgotten, that it's actually the notes are GEC, General Electric Company, which was the original. Okay. Somebody else says, "Andrew, do you have a degree in music, and therefore should you be allowed to make comments about musical things on the radio for money?"
Right. Exactly.
Oh, that's funny. Somebody else texted and said, "Andrew, it's not N sharp, it's N natural." Nah. Oh, yeah. Oh man, I don't. I don't know if that even rates a Jonathan Green, but we'll reward it anyway. You've earned it. Oh, and speaking of nuclear testing, I mean, our nuclear is better because if you spill water on them, they won't malfunction. Remember Trump's comments the other day at the aircraft carrier about, "You know, I don't like the magnetic lifts because you spill water on them, they break."